Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone for the first Mondays with the Mayors of 2013 is Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Good day to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Alan.
All right, so we have turned the calendar page. It is a new year, and with that brings, of course, a renewed focus on priorities. Wanted to ask you about what you feel the top priorities for the city should be looking ahead toward 2013.
Well, you know, first things first, Alan, I always like to give thanks and appreciation. I'm thankful every day. I routinely say that even on a bad day, I've got a great job, and I thank the people of Lexington, Fayette County, for the opportunity to serve. I've learned that in this job, you got to love three things. You got to love people, you got to love your city, and you got to love problems, because we got plenty of them. But you know, along with problems comes opportunities, and that's the way we want to look at it.
So what is going to be crowding your docket in the next 3 months or so?
Well, we're always looking at ways that we can improve. I often say that, you know, learn from a customer in my previous life, Toyota. Toyota has a great philosophy on continuous improvement, and it basically says wake up every morning and think, how can we improve today what we did yesterday? And my view of where we are as a city is we've got an extraordinary city with an extraordinary brand. We've been in business now for 238 years, since 1775. So Lexington has a wonderful brand. And focusing on improvement, focusing on what I consider to be the three top priorities continues, and that is creating jobs, managing and running our government efficiently so that we have the support and the trust of our citizens, and then building a great American city. You know, all these things go together, and that's what we want to keep focused on.
You will do that with some new members of the Urban County Council. Talk about that transition period that will inevitably, you know, take effect now that we have some new faces around the horseshoe.
Right. We're welcoming four new council members this year. And and you know, the real theme I see in them, each of these council members, a passionate curiosity, an interest in learning and contributing to government, and that's really what it's all about. At the end of the day, you know, we're trying to give the next generation a leg up in life, and give our citizens the opportunities today to prosper. And that's what these council members and our current council members are all committed to. And so in that respect, it's always rewarding to have these jobs that we do have.
And finally, Mayor Gray, coming up in just a few weeks, you're going to be delivering the State of the Merged Government address. You're probably working on that speech already. What do you intend to tell the citizens of Lexington in that speech?
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. We've always got to focus on our cost basis, on providing services efficiently, and we've got to work on building our city. You know, these two go hand in glove. If you think of in a business a balance sheet, you've got the assets and liabilities on a balance sheet, and your income and expense statement. It has your income and it has your expenses. So focusing on building assets and improving our capacity to compete is a key ingredient in the way that a city, just like a state and a nation, moves forward. That's what we see played out on the federal stage, and on a local level we have many of the same issues. Fortunately, we've been able to balance our budget, and we have turned things around in the last couple of years. We've made some wise decisions to make some adjustments. We've saving significant funds and improving our health care for our city employees. And today we are back in the black as a city. We are in a positive condition. Now we've got lots of problems, including our pension that we're working on, our fire and police pension that we're having to work on very creatively, and deliberately and intentionally. And fortunately, we're working together to try to resolve these issues.
Right. Our time is gone for today. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alan. It's always great to be with you.